We start today's program with presidential politics. Surrogates for both major party nominees have made a habit of coming to Arizona in recent weeks. Vice presidential nominee Mike Pence is in the valley right now. First Lady Michelle Obama, Chelsea Clinton, and former Governor Janet Napolitano have all been here. But tonight, the Democratic nominee herself, Hillary Clinton, will be speaking at ASU. And with me for a few minutes to talk about that is Fred DeVal, who was a senior staffer in Bill Clinton's White House and is currently a member of the Clinton-Cain National Finance Council. He's also a former gubernatorial nominee in Arizona. Fred, good morning.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good. So how significant is Secretary Clinton's visit to Arizona? What does that signify to you?
Well, it's huge. And I would add to your litany, former President Bill Clinton has been here twice, and our vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine, is in Tucson tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And maybe adding a second stop. So these are all indications, particularly Hillary's coming, that Arizona is very much in play. This is very much a toss-up state. The national map is in flux, and we've taken on now an outsized kind of importance in the national race, and that's reflected in our candidates coming and, frankly, in the Republican candidates being here as well.
So I'm labeling them surrogates, of course, but as you mentioned, former President Clinton and First Lady Michelle Obama is one of the most popular people probably in the world right now. So obviously these are significant people. But when the actual nominee herself comes, especially considering Donald Trump has been here more than half a dozen times, what does that signify, though, to supporters specifically? Is she taking it really seriously now, too?
Very much so. And I do liken it, you know, for those of us who are around 20 years ago, Bill Clinton came to Arizona a week before the election and won here in 96. You've got a number of dynamics that are taking place. The Latino community has really stepped up, and obviously the feelings they have about Donald Trump are deeply felt and highly motivating. That's significant. Secondly, the demographic group, which is very much a target group for both sides, is suburban Republican and independent women. And Donald Trump does very poorly with that demographic, and Hillary does well. And so that's a second feature. And third is you've got this phenomena, you know, our own Senators Flake and McCain have, particularly Flake, has distanced themselves from their nominee. So there is a level of tumultuousness and instability among Republicans and the potential for a significant crossover vote. And those component parts all add up to the potential and I think likelihood of a Clinton victory.
And Fred, in addition to all that you've done in Washington, D.C., of course, you worked for Governor Babbitt here many years ago. You've lived in Arizona for a long time. Have you seen the electorate change here in Arizona so that it would be, let's say, more friendly to Hillary Clinton? You did point out Bill Clinton's victory. There were a lot of factors a lot of people would cite in that. He was a popular incumbent. Maybe Bob Dole wasn't generating a lot of enthusiasm. But since then, Republicans have grasped it again here in Arizona. So what is it about the electorate this time that might make Hillary Clinton more popular?
Sure. Well, let's start with the comparison, as you did. The big difference between 96 and now is Ross Perot. Perot ended up in Arizona, I want to say, at 16, 17, 18%. It was quite significant. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton's ability to win here at 43, 44% of the vote is very different than winning here with 48 or 49%. But the three factors that I just indicated really are what's driving the change. And these are unlike the 96 race, which was sort of an episodic event with Ross Perot, which is something you don't see every day. The changes that are occurring now with high levels of Latino voter registration, with high levels of independent voting behavior among Republican suburban women, these are things which are structural and potentially long-term in their significance that I think once Arizona goes blue in a presidential race, we become much more competitive in every ongoing election cycle thereafter.
So how important is the get-out-the-vote effort, and do you have concerns about voter suppression, even if it's just people standing nearby and with signs and whatnot?
Turning out the vote is the critical dynamic. We are highly invested here, very organized here, feeling good about what we're seeing in terms of early ballot returns that's been reported on. We're exceeding past years in early ballots, so that's significant. The Trump campaign has publicly advertised that voter suppression is a part of their strategy. So, yes, we're worried about it, but we're highly organized and prepared to overcome it. Between the Arpaio race and the Trump race, there are lots of reasons, particularly for the Latino voters, to turn out. And what we've seen in other states, and I think we're seeing in Arizona, is the potential for record turnout. And if that indeed happens, that bodes very well for Hillary.
Fred, you know how difficult it can be for a Democrat to win statewide office in Arizona. And so I'm wondering, have things changed dramatically enough in the last couple of years? And maybe it's having a Trump and an Arpaio on the ballot that will lead to these things. But there still is that Republican registration advantage, certainly over Democrats, although independents are very close. Have you seen factors even in the last 2 years that indicate a turn toward blue? Or does it have to do with, in part, some of those Republican candidates?
Both. I do think that the attitudes and reactions to Donald Trump's campaign and the way he has dealt with so many fellow Americans and the way in which he's just torn into so many different groups, women, Latinos, et cetera, is absolutely an accelerating factor of a phenomena which is already happening, which is that the trend lines, the voter registration trend lines are trending Democratic, and I think that will accelerate as we go forward. There is undoubtedly a difference between the turnout in a presidential year and the turnout in a state year. So for us to turn Arizona blue in a state context in a sustainable way is going to take further work. But all the trend lines indicate that that is within our grasp.
And Fred, finally, you wrote a column recently in The Republic related to what you think of Hillary Clinton. You obviously speak very highly of her. Do you have any concerns, though, if she were to become president coming out of what many consider to be the nastiest campaign in modern history, that she will be able to provide leadership that people will listen to bring disparate sides together? How much of a struggle would that be for her or, frankly, any winner?
There's no question it is a toxic environment, and this has been a terribly divisive campaign all the way around. There's no question that Donald Trump's ability is zilch in terms of an ability to reach across the divide and lead any kind of a sustainable, successful leadership strategy for the White House. Hillary has done it. She has seen it. I mean, I tell this story in my op-ed for The Republic. After her defeat, when she worked so hard for a comprehensive health care strategy and it was not successful, she dusted herself off, reached across the aisle, identified Republicans who had opposed her on that and said, what about children? Can we put together a federal program for insurance for children called CHIP, a Children's Health Insurance Program? And she did that with folks across the aisle. As senator in New York, she did it over and over again. Her ability to identify ways to draw people together, to identify the big strategic goals around be it infrastructure, which is clearly a key priority, about opening the economic gates to opportunity for all classes, not just at the top, for immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform that both meets our goals to secure the border and rationalizes our system. These are things around which there is the potential for bipartisan work, and she's shown the ability to reach across the aisle to get that work done.
Fred DeVal was a senior staffer in Bill Clinton's White House. He's currently a member of the Clinton-Cain National Finance Council. Fred, good to catch up. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve.